Yeah. For now, though, we'll talk about what Jackie wants to talk about in Santa Clara, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. I wondered first, is Origen considered a church father?
You sometimes hear him described that way, but he's one of the problem cases. So you look at his situation and you would think, this guy is not a father. Instead, what one would, at least based on his fulfillment of the criteria that we discussed earlier, one would think that he's not a father, but what's called an ecclesiastical writer. That's the term that's used for individuals who don't meet all four of the qualifications for being a father. They don't have the antiquity, orthodoxy, sanctity, and church approval. In Origen's case, now, for those people who may not be aware, Origen was an individual who ran a famous catechetical school in Alexandria, Egypt, right up there at the top of Egypt on the Mediterranean. And there was a famous school there that he was the head of for a while. He later moved to Israel and was ordained as a priest, but he had certain ideas. He had a rather colorful life. He lived during the age of persecutions, and it was his greatest desire from the time that he was very young to be a martyr. In fact, his father was a martyr, and Origen really wanted to be one too. And during the time when one of the persecutions was going on and he was still a young man, his mother actually, according to one story, hid his clothing so that he could not go down and present himself to the authorities as a Christian. So he like other fathers, like Ignatius of Antioch, had a big desire to give his life for Christ in that way. But after he became the head of the catechetical school, he began to advocate certain ideas that were not in his own day necessarily, but later on became quite controversial. And among these ideas was the idea that eventually all spirits would be reconciled with God, even the fallen angels and the devil, so that ultimately no soul would be lost, no spirit would be lost.
So hell would be emptied as well.
So hell would be emptied. And this idea was very controversial, and after his death, there was a big dispute, including it even divided people like Saint Jerome and his friend Rufinus of Aquileia, who had been bosom buddies, but then they had a falling out over Origen. And there were some councils that repudiated Origen's teaching, and so he never ended up acquiring the title saint. And that's why, even though he's a major writer from this period with lots of really good stuff, he is not counted as a saint. And so based on that fact, you'd look at him and say, I think he's an ecclesiastical writer rather than a church father. But you do get some people who apply that title to him. One thing to note before we get to the second part of your question, one thing to note about him is that he's experienced, I guess you might say, something of a rehabilitation of late, because Pope Benedict feels very positively towards Origen, and in his series of Wednesday audiences on the Church Fathers, he even refers to him as a master of faith and encourages people to learn from him, especially learning Lectio Divina, the prayer practice which Origen originated.
Mm-hmm.